Hello and welcome to MSDN Flash.
Nice, 2016.
2016,
right?
It's been a year, yeah.
It's been a year. It's been quite the year, actually. But funny enough, it's only been a month since we've done this.
Pretty much, yeah.
So I'm glad that you say it's been a year, and I know that, you know, time kind of just goes on and
flies.
Craziness in our world, but it has only been a month since we've talked to you guys. So, anyway, back to you, Lacho.
So what do we have, JR, for?
No. Before we talk about what we have, let's talk about 2016 for a second, since we actually started talking about it before, right? 2015 was a crazy year. We all know that. Tons of announcements, tons of stuff like that. So what's actually kind of cool is Lacho decided we should have a little powwow with myself and him and Anthony Bartolo.
Yep.
For all of the... So obviously I was talking from a developer perspective. Anthony was talking about it from an IT pro perspective. And we were just kind of...
And what was I doing?
You were
mediating the conversation.
Yeah, and sticking microphones in our face like that.
That is not true. That is not true.
Classic. You guys will see. Anyway, okay. Point is, down below we have the link for you for our 2015 in review and some things thoughts about 2016. So just make sure you check that out. Let us know actually what you think about how your 2015 was, and more importantly, how your 2016 looks like. So we'd love to hear it.
Yeah, I think it was pretty cool. You covered a lot of highlights from Connect, the events.
2015.
Yeah, 2015. There's so many things, and new releases. And so it's a cool video.
And you know what? Even then, and we really wanted to make it only like 20 minutes or so, and we could have easily talked for 2 hours.
Yeah.
So it's not an exhaustive list by any means, but I think it gives us some of the highlights.
Fine.
And by the way, if we've missed any highlights in that, then make sure you post in the comments so that we can actually add on top of that.
Yeah.
So sure. That was 2016. Or 2015.
Now it's 2016.
Let's fast forward. 2016. All right. What do we got for 2016?
My favorite and your favorite, of course.
Yes.
Let's dev this
No. Anyway, sorry. I just... Because it sounds like a concert.
Yeah, it's tour. It's tour, right? So yes. It's Let's Dev This Tour.
Exactly.
Toronto and Montreal.
Yeah, so we did Vancouver at the end of November, which was really cool, and we got really great feedback. So for those of you guys that attended Let's Dev This in Vancouver, thank you so much for that. And we're back at it in Toronto, February 10th, and then in Montreal in March,
mm-hmm.
Right? So make sure that you come on out. Just putting it out there, if you haven't registered yet, registration's kind of going pretty well, which is a good thing for us, but may not actually be a good thing for you. If you haven't registered yet, make sure you do that. The links are, in fact, below, right? So it's not one of those things that you want to wait on. Just saying.
Yep. And once again, web, cloud, and Windows 10.
Windows 10.
So... sign up for your favorite or maybe for all of them.
And I'm just going to put it out there. Just remember, there are technically three separate tracks, but you only have to register for one and then you can mix and match as you please. So don't register for all three.
Yeah.
All right.
Shouldn't do that.
That's enough. That's enough of that one. Hey, let's talk about things that for those people that can't actually make it out to Toronto or Montreal. Shameless plug, of course. I love this part. Mm-hmm. Breakpoint.
All right.
Brand
one more time.
New
okay.
Breakpoint. Fair. Hey, listen, it's called a monthly show for a reason, right? So
okay.
We do this
all
once
right.
a month. So we do Breakpoint once a month. We got a brand new Breakpoint for you where Paul and I are actually talking about automated testing. Now, this one's kind of fascinating just because, A, some of the functionality in there is like stuff that was in previous versions of Visual Studio that maybe not anybody knew about or didn't really play with. So we touch on those. And we actually had a really cool comment on the last Flash that we did, talking about a little bit more about team foundation services. And so we did that, and we're covering that in that episode as well. So just make sure you tune into that. Of course, the link is at the bottom. And would love your comments on that one as well, because, well, Paul and I only can enjoy what we do if you let us know what you want to talk about. So that's Breakpoint.
That's Breakpoint, yeah.
Yeah, what's next? What else is new for this month?
We'll have On a Cloud.
I love that guy. Okay.
Jeff King,
Dev Fashion.
Dev Fashion.
Right. I don't know. Yep. Do we have a new one for this one?
I don't think. I think he's keeping like consistent with the t-shirts for now, but there will be some more, I'm pretty sure. So there will be a couple more episodes on Tuesdays and Thursdays, as usual, about scaling, again, experiences from like real-life experiences. And it's going to be cool.
Yeah, I love that. I love the little snippets that he does. So always a brand new one. Again, link is below. Make sure you're watching. And again, same thing with that one. Just let him know what you want to see. And I don't know if you guys caught this, but actually in the last part of, I think it was December. Yeah, when everyone was off and wasn't necessarily thinking about work and whatever, the hashtag devfashion was kind of making its way around Twitter. You know, and then Jeff all of a sudden's like, hey, I got a new one. Here's my t-shirt. Hashtag devfashion.
It was a black t-shirt with Jeff came on it? Yeah. It was really good.
And then we started seeing pictures of people posting their developer movement t-shirts. Speaking of developer movement, we got some new stuff in developer movement too, don't we?
Yeah, new challenges.
New challenges.
So that's going to be cool.
What's new for this time around?
We have, I think it's the mini challenges.
Yeah.
So brand new mini challenges, and then we'll have student challenges as well.
I love how he says, let me think. Because you could just go to developermovement.ca right now.
Devmov.ca. You don't even have to write the whole thing.
Even better. Even better.
Shorter.
Sweet.
Short and sweet.
Whatever. The point is, you could have easily faked that one and be like, whoa, let me check. Anyway.
On the website.
Developermovement.ca. You can check out all the new challenges. The one I'm actually excited about is the one with Cortana in there.
Oh, yeah. That's a major challenge. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, as I'm playing around with my new band,
Okay, show it off.
No, I'm not going to show it off, right. But it just reminds me. Remember when two flashes ago, when we were at the store?
The two flashes
And they ago. Gave us like these demo models, and I'm like, I left it. We got off the recording, and I'm like, Macho, I want one now. And I had to wait until it only showed up yesterday. So, needless to say, the point is, it has Cortana built in. So, it was kind of fun to play around with it. And obviously, then it made itself into a developer movement challenge. So,
did you do Mansib's thing on the band?
Not yet.
When he was controlling
it? No, see, I use it for fitness purposes, not for hacking purposes. Just saying. Part of the marketing thing, you know, they're like, live healthier. It doesn't say hack more. But you guys are developers, so you should.
So, you should.
I just, anyway.
All right.
Back to that. JavaScript Open Day.
Yeah.
We talked about this last time.
On demand.
And that it was coming. So now, it's on demand. And this was really cool because it was an event that was done in Vancouver and in Toronto. And then, sorry, it wasn't Vancouver, it was Calgary. Toronto and Montreal. So we actually got all of that recorded for you. Really good stuff in terms of JavaScript. So not like product stuff. So I talked a little bit about Edge and whatever. But what was really cool about it was that there were some really industry leaders on there that we were talking about various different concepts in JavaScript, what's coming new with ECMAScript and that kind of fun stuff. And what was really cool to kind of end off the show with something completely different. It was all about accessibility. And how much we actually don't pay attention to accessibility. So that was really cool. Check it out. It's on demand on Channel 9. Again, obviously, we have the links down for you, which is actually a really cool lead-in, too, into another thing that's coming on February 5th. I'm just going to put it out there. February 5th. Mark your calendar. That's all I'm going to say for now because you're going to have to tune in to Twitter and to Facebook to find out more about what happens on February 5th. I'll just say February 5th, live online, web stuff.
That's it. That's all you're going to say?
That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. Maybe we'll hint something before.
That's what I'm saying.
Make on sure social,
you,
yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Make sure you tune into Facebook. Make sure you tune into Twitter and you'll find out. February 5th. You might want to check it out on maybe like a hashtag MWNW.
I don't know what that is, yeah.
You're just going to check it out.
Okay. We'll check it out.
All right. In theory, he knows what I'm talking about, but actually right now I don't even know if he knows what I'm talking about. But you guys will.
Sure.
So that's all
not
that
sure.
matters. It's all that matters. It's not about you. It's not about... It's all about them.
Okay.
What else?
We have MVA, the Ember. That's going to be soon on demand.
Nice. Yes, that one was a live event the last time we had this.
Yeah. It was actually in the last newsletter, so in probably a couple of weeks, that's going to be on demand.
Yeah. And there's a Django one, too.
The Django, with Susan?
I think so.
Yeah, Susan.
We got links for you. It's all that. The point is...
It's all below.
It's all... why do you even watch us? You might as well just scroll down. You got everything there. Ideally, ideally, we're more entertaining than just links. But last but not least, we got some really cool new content for you on the Canadian Developer Connection. Make sure that you are checking that out, especially all of that open source stuff. There's a really cool article on there about your first pull request from Git.
There's
a whole bunch of stuff on Git. Check it out.
Yeah, it's a pretty huge like guide with pictures how to do the first pull request.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll be totally honest because, I like to be, but I for the longest time, it took me to figure out this whole GitHub pull thing, whatever. And then I'm reading this post. I'm like, is it really that easy? I'm just like, all right, I'm just going to go and do some learning because clearly...
You have it step by step, so...
Well, that's what I'm saying, right? Like, anyway, whatever. Check it out. It's really good stuff. We'll go from there. Other than that, I think we covered it.
Yeah.
Nice and simple.
It was really short this time.
Short and sweet to start off the year. And let's be honest, that's because there wasn't really much happening at the end of December and the beginning of January because, well, we're all still trying to come back from the New Year's
breaks.
Partying.
Yes.
As you can tell, my voice is a little bit...
too much. Partially I think because it was too much for you, maybe?
I was going to say, I may have been partying a little bit too much.
All right.
I get excited. What can I say? Here, you guys, I'm here all nice and calm because we got a mic. When I don't have a mic, I get excited. Anyway, what I am excited all about is to talk to you guys next month. So in the meantime...
Facebook, Twitter, and just reach out to us.
Right. Twitter.com/CDNDevs or on Facebook, Facebook.com/MicrosoftDeveloper. And, of course, .Canada, as you know. Let us know what you want to hear. Let us know how you're feeling. What's up for 2016? Actually, Lacho and I are trying to put together everyone's sort of dev resolutions for 2016. So make sure you either comment on the video below or let us know on Twitter and Facebook.
Yep. All right. Thank you very much.
Until next month.
Happy coding.
Have a good one.